3. Computer science.
More people are buying home computers and using them for home networks. They need faster ways to get information over the internet. Right now, there are mainly two avenues for information to be sent. These are cable modems and asymmetric digital subscriber lines, or ADSL. These faster ways of sending information are called broadband connections. Cable modems and ADSL are both types of broadband connections. They are much faster than a 56K modem. There is another new kind of DSL connection. It is known as very high bit rate DSL, or VDSL. Some companies already have this for certain places. VDSL isn't everywhere yet, but it may be very soon. Many people like it and are beginning to use it. VDSL accommodates a very, very large amount of bandwidth. It gives up to about 52 megabytes per second. In other words, it provides 52 Mbps. In comparison, ADSL or cable modems can only give 8 to 10 megabytes per second. It's easy to see that VDSL is a lot faster. VDSL will soon be more common, making home networks cost much less. In the United States, a telephone line has two copper wires. These wires have a very broad bandwidth. A telephone call only uses a very small part of the bandwidth. The telephone wires can carry much more information than telephone calls. DSL can use this extra bandwidth at the same time a call is being made. It can do this without changing the sound of the telephone call.
1. How does the speaker present information about DSL connections? Two. What are the three main ideas in the talk? Choose three answers. Three. What type of internet connection is the fastest? Four. What does the professor imply when she says this?
There is another new kind of DSL connection. It is known as very high bit rate DSL, or VDSL. Some companies already have this for certain places.